Culture.
Beethoven's Ninth turns 200. Something for everyone. The symphony is among the most famous and versatile works of music.
Ludwig van Beethoven's ninth and final symphony was performed on May 7, 1824, at Kentner Tor Theatre in Vienna. By then deaf, the composer took to the stage for the first time in 12 years to help conduct it to a thunderous ovation. Since then, the roughly 70-minute symphony, and in particular its triumphant choral finale, Ode to Joy, has been admired by all kinds of audiences, left and right, Democrats and totalitarians, capitalists and communists. In Nazi Germany, Ode to Joy was trotted out each year to celebrate Adolf Hitler's birthday. Joseph Stalin ordered it played in every Soviet village. The symphony was performed for the 10th anniversary of Mao Zedong's victory in the Chinese Civil War in 1949, and in 1974 the white supremacist regime of Rhodesia made Ode to Joy its anthem. European liberals have claimed it too, including Emmanuel Macron in France and Sir Keir Starmer, the leader of the Labour Party in Britain. The Council of Europe adopted the ode as its official anthem in 1972 in an arrangement by Herbert von Karajan, a conductor who had joined the Nazi Party in the 1930s to protect his career, he later insisted. In July, the Ukrainian Freedom Orchestra, a group of refugees and Ukrainian members of other orchestras, will embark on a Beethoven Ninth Freedom Tour, visiting democratic capitals including Paris and Washington. In their version, joy is changed to glory, slava, echoing Ukraine's rallying cry for victory over its Russian invaders. Beethoven wrote during the hard-won peace after the bloody Napoleonic Wars. Though sometimes critical of the Austrian Emperor Francis I, he supported the Austrian Empire, and the Ninth Symphony can be interpreted as a tribute to the security it provided. It expresses a belief that arose during the Enlightenment that music should be accessible and universal in style. For more than 30 years, Beethoven had been considering setting a poem by Friedrich Schiller to music. And it is no wonder he was drawn to the text. Schiller imagines collective transcendence through song, in which all men shall be brothers in a chorus of jubilation. The spirit of this symphony is triumphant. In the original performance of May 1824, a patriotic overture and movements from Beethoven's Missa Solemnis, solemn mass, written to celebrate an archbishop, were played alongside the Ninth Symphony. Beethoven was calculating when it came to flattering the powerful, but also interested in current affairs. He supported the ideals of the French Revolution, but not the guillotine-happy terror that followed, says Harvey Sachs, author of The Ninth, a book about the composer. He originally dedicated his Third Symphony to Napoleon as the heir of the French Revolution, but he scrapped that dedication in 1804 after the great man named himself Emperor of France, betraying the revolutionary values he had once espoused. The music itself is revolutionary. It begins with a misty disorganization and later explodes into what was a musical novelty at the time, a symphony orchestra accompanied by four vocal soloists and a chorus belting out a version of Schiller's poem. It is easy to forget how bold this choice was, says Laura Tunbridge, a professor of music at Oxford University, though people weren't entirely convinced by it. Beethoven considered eliminating the chorus from the piece, and the European anthem notably ditches the words. It is this boldness and the language of brotherhood, joy and freedom that has appealed both to Democrats and to despots so often. People like the Nazis or the Rhodesians have claimed the Ninth for reasons that were not essentially different from the reasons people associated with democracy, says Esteban Buch, author of Beethoven's Ninth. Political leaders, in other words, may have different notions of the world, but they have tried to use communal singing and music to build patriotism. Though the symphony may have historical baggage, to many, it still remains simply a joy.